Governor Scott Walker survived his recall attempt yesterday, defeating Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett by a 53-46% margin. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday, June the 6th. We will discuss the election results and what they mean during this hour. We will have a wide variety of guests. We will hear from a number of guests, including state lawmakers and the president of WEAC, the president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Association, the vice president of the Wisconsin Builders Association. And we hope to hear from you. What is your reaction to yesterday's vote? Are you satisfied or not? And do you think Wisconsin can come together? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We will be welcoming in State Senator Glenn Grothman first. He joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So what is your takeaway from the election results yesterday, Senator Grothman?
Well, obviously, we're relieved that Governor Walker did so well. I think it's scary that, 46% of the population voted against Governor Walker because I thought it was such an obvious choice. I think Governor Walker balanced a budget, in my opinion, is the best governor of my lifetime. I think Tom Barrett has done a mediocre job in Milwaukee, and it's scary that so many people got confused and voted for Mayor Barrett.
Yeah, why do you say that's scary? Doesn't it just show that we have a divided state?
Well, I think our whole country is in trouble because of overspending. And I think taking an extreme measure like trying to recall a governor over really what was not a radical budget, a budget that was a 1% increase, I really can't understand what thought process would lead someone to believe that Governor Walker should be recalled. Nevertheless, of course, we were very happy that he won. Hopefully it will show some people who did want to recall Governor Walker what the average person out there was thinking. I think Governor Walker is in the mainstream of political thought in this state, and it was good he won.
Do you think he and Republicans have a mandate because of this?
Well, I think certainly we have to do more, mandate or not. I mean, we want to improve Wisconsin's business climate. We want there to be more jobs. We want to improve Wisconsin's education system. So mandate or not, I think we have to continue with those goals. And I think we got a mandate. I mean, you look at some of these other recall elections. You look at the huge wins that Senator Fitzgerald or Senator to be Petrowski or Senator Moulton ran up. It certainly appears as though the public believes we're on the right course.
But Democrats did gain the seat in the Racine area with former Democratic State Senator John Lehman narrowly defeating, apparently, Republican incumbent Van Wongard. So that means Republicans are in the minority in the Senate. What does that mean to you?
Well, in November, there'll be a new round of elections, and I personally believe the Republicans will pick up two or three, maybe even four seats there. So I think that minority is going to be a short-lived minority, and I think in January we're going to have 19 or 20 Republicans in the state Senate, and we'll be able to continue to improve Wisconsin's business climate.
Will Republicans and Democrats be able to work together as Scott Walker suggested he wants to have happen now?
Well, actually, Joy, we've worked together far more often than we disagree. That's something the public's not aware of. There are just a few hot-button issues where the Democrats won't stray from their backers. You know, if you touch the trial lawyers, if you touch the teachers' union, then the Democrats won't budge. But I would bet that over 70%, 80% of the bills that go through the state Senate pass unanimously. So I get along with the Democrats very well and work on them on a lot of issues. I hope that after this recall, the Democrats will learn that you can't always side with the teachers union or always side with the trialers, because the public's just not with you on that, or always side with Planned Parenthood.
Are you going to be taking part in this Brot summit that the governor is going to call?
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait to have brats at the governor's mansion.
Yeah, well, what's next, do you think, on the agenda?
Well, that would be up to Governor Walker. Of course, he's the leader. I would assume that we're going to have some sort of income tax reform and some sort of income tax cut. Now that we've balanced the budget, it's time to give a little bit more of a break to Wisconsin taxpayers.
All right. Thank you very much for being with us.
Glad to be on the show, Joy.
Glenn Grothman is a Republican state senator from West Bend. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are getting your reaction to yesterday's recall election vote. Did you get what you wanted or not? What are your thoughts about going forward? What does this mean to the future of Wisconsin? Why do you think the results were the way they were? Lenny in Madison is with us. Hi, Lenny.
Morning. I didn't really like the results for obvious reasons, but to be more specific, I think an awful lot of money that they're kind of trying to underplay the money. And I wonder why they're doing that. I mean, $40 million is a lot of money in a gubernatorial race. It's unprecedented.
Who's trying to underplay that?
The media and, to a large degree, the Republicans have completely tried to blush this over. But even the Democrats trying to make us all think that this is the norm, that spending $40 million, and that doesn't even take into account what the Democrats spent. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then when you look at what we got, we end up getting one Senate seat, and that's going to help the Democrats somewhat slow this down some. But we still got Walker, we've still got Clefish, and we've still got Fitzgerald to deal with.
Yeah.
So, you know, all in all, it wasn't a very good night for us.
Yeah, so Lenny, you think that if Scott Walker did not have all that money, the results would be different?
Well, what I think is that a lot of people who said that they were going to vote Democrat and sign the recall petition, and I noticed Professor Sharpless made a point about this, the difference in what Walker won by and the people that signed that petition, 200,000 votes or so. But the thing is that a lot of them got cold feet, and the people that stood up in this thing and went out and actually did all the work, they were standing up for these workers. The Democratic Party, the National Democratic Committee and the Democratic Party were not there. The president wasn't there. And this was a big deal. And you're going to see how big it was in another year or so, or even in November. But this thing is going to come back many, 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 many times over. And people are going to wish they had done things differently.
Thank you very much, Lenny. I'm going to move on to some other callers, as many are wanting to get in on this. Perry in Conover is with us next. Hello, Perry.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm an independent voter, and I did not vote for Walker the first time. I believe that what he did with the public employees union, you know, their right to organize, I believe that to be very wrong. It's not, I'm sorry that the Republican Party feels this way. They didn't need to do that. They could have balanced the budget. I'm for the balanced budget. And that part of it, I agree with it, but I don't agree with what they did to do that. That put me against Mr. Walker. I mean, he is our governor. I'm sorry that it went the way it did. I'd like to see him recalled. I think that there's good people in both these parties. There's not one party that has all the answers. That's how I look at it. And they need to represent all of us and be that way. He says he wants to get together, but I don't believe him. That's just the way I'll put it. I think that the Democrats and the Republicans need to get together and do things for all of the people of Wisconsin, not just certainly if you're in that party, then will work hard for you. I think we need to work for all of us here in Wisconsin. And I'm sorry that I feel bad that I'd like to see him recalled. Just because I think that what he did, the way he did it, and the 19 Republicans that voted for this to take that away, I think that was wrong.
All right. Thank you very much, Perry, for joining us. We'll take more of your calls, your reactions to yesterday's recall election results at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. We just heard from Republican State Senator from West Bend, Glenn Grothman, his reaction to the election results and where we go from here. Now let's welcome in Dave Hansen, a Democratic State Senator from Green Bay. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Joy. How are you doing?
I'm well. Senator Hansen, how are you feeling this morning following the recall election results?
Well, there's a lot of disappointment with our volunteers. They work really, really hard. But we were very, very excited to hear that a former colleague of mine and really, really a great state senator, John Lehman, won in the 21st district and gives us the majority in the state Senate 17-16. And hopefully we can restore some of the fairness, balance, and respect that seems to be lacking.
Yeah, well, we heard from Senator Grothman that's going to be very short-lived, that in the fall Republicans will take control of the Senate, he predicts.
Well, Glenn figures he's got all the answers, but time will tell. I noticed in the exit polling that President Obama did very, very well, so I believe November could be a lot different.
Yeah. Well, what is it? Why is it so important for Democrats to have the majority in the state Senate? What difference is that going to make?
Well, when you have control of the Senate, the Assembly, and basically the judicial and the executive branch, you have total power. You know, we saw that with redistricting. We saw with a lot of the plans that they made and bills that they passed. And I'm just happy that we're in the recall process, for right or for wrong. We picked up three seats. But talking a little bit about the gubernatorial, I believe, this is a test for Citizens United. Barrett was outspent by $27 million or more, and I couldn't believe the amount of TV, radio, and mailings that we received. That being said, I think it's time to work together, bring a divided state together, unite, and we have to work to do that.
How do we do that, Senator Hansen?
We'll bring everybody to the table, and when we worked with Tommy Thompson and Scott McCown and Jim Doyle, it was more about collaboration and compromise rather than my way or the highway. And I know Governor Walker has said that he wants to have a different tone. He wants to work with us. We have to create jobs. There's no question. We still have to have quality public education. We seem to be moving away from that. Affordable health care is still key. And we have to have fairness for women and our veterans and the disabled and minorities, and to treat everybody and to recognize the fact in this state it's about all the people, not the 53 or 54% that voted for Governor Walker in the recall, but bring us together, unite, and move our state forward and not go backward.
Yeah. Do you think that this was a wasted effort by Democrats and their supporters?
Well, they decided to do it as a grassroots effort. They were upset. In the total recall package, obviously in the Senate, we picked up three seats. And as they said, we'll see what happens November. Glenn seems to already have decided that it's over. But we don't give up. And but for now, it's about working together and moving our state forward together.
Do you think that an anti-recall vote was registered in any way with the voting yesterday?
No question. There are people, and I think it was estimated at 3%, 4%, that just don't like recalls. You know, but other states, they have the ability to recall bills by petitioning, like they did in Ohio. Our state's recalling, legislators, and it's a different philosophy. But some people are just, tired of that whole process, and maybe that's something to be looked at into the future.
Yeah, I should have pointed out, Senator Hansen, that you survived your own recall attempt last summer. You won your recall election. Senator Grothman was the target of a recall, but that attempt failed because not enough signatures were collected in his district against him. Do you see Wisconsin changing the rules when it comes to recall elections, that we will change the Constitution perhaps to make it harder to recall an elected official?
I think the Constitution, obviously, you got to pass in two legislative sessions, and ultimately it'll be up to the public to decide by a vote to change the Constitution. It is what it is today. It depends how it's worded. If you're going to pass something that's not fair to both sides, it's not a good thing either. But to be said, you know, Governor Walker took office as a county executive through a recall, and we were the first senators, the Democrats, three of us, to be recalled last summer. The first people that brought forward against us. So we'll have to see. It depends how it's written. It depends what the public thinks. And obviously, it's got to pass two legislative sessions to move forward.
And finally, Governor Walker said last night that he plans on inviting Democrats and Republicans, lawmakers, to a Brat summit next week, I believe, or very soon, to see how you can work together. Are you going to go?
Well, I haven't been invited. I wasn't aware of that. But if the offer is out there, we certainly will consider it. It's all about working together, moving our state forward, getting job creation going, and make Wisconsin the progressive state that has always been.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Joy.
Dave Hansen, Democratic State Senator from Green Bay. We'll hear from a variety of other guests as we move along this hour, and we will take more of your calls on how you feel about Wisconsin's recall election results. What does this outcome mean to you? What does it mean to the future of Wisconsin as far as you're concerned? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, welcoming your reaction to the recall election results. Governor Scott Walker and Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish survived their recall attempts. Three of the four state Senate districts stayed in Republican control. It looks like one flipped. The Senate district in the Racine area was narrowly won by the Democratic challenger, former state Senator John Lehman. So what do we make of this? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Governor Walker last night said it's time to stop fighting and work together. Will Wisconsin stop fighting? And how does Wisconsin come together? Ellen in Milwaukee. Hello, Ellen.
Hello.
What do you think?
I'm very discouraged. I am a person that has been living in the state my whole entire life. In fact, most of it in the same zip code. I'm a very liberal progressive, and that's what I thought our state was. We were always a progressive state, back to fighting Bob Follett and Gaylord Nelson and all those wonderful people. We started unions. Unions are Wisconsin, and it's a sad day. It's a very sad day that unions are no longer Wisconsin, and I don't know how we're going to revive our very, very, what was our very, very progressive attitude, and I think that we have been divided and conquered.
All right, Ellen, thank you very much. Your opportunity to express how you feel this morning. Christy in La Crosse is with us now. Hi, Christy.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I did vote for Barrett, but it was more a vote against Walker than a vote for Barrett. I'm curious to see how this all plays out. Although I'm a little, you know, upset about yesterday, I really hope we can move forward. I hope that what he said about, you know, coming together, I hope he's really honest about that. I have a hard time believing that. I'm wondering where the jobs numbers are going to come out in 3 weeks and where the John Doe investigation is going to go and just sort of how this is all going to play out, because I think at some point we're going to feel duped. We're going to feel like, man, he wasn't telling us the truth all this time, and not only did we elect him once, but we elected him twice.
Thank you very much, Christy. We will take more of your calls as we move along this morning. We are going to be talking as well with a number of different guests. In fact, now we have Todd Berry with us. Todd Berry is the president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. He joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Your reaction to what happened yesterday?
Well, I really am struck in looking at the results, as I was last night, that it pretty much is a replay of the last election. The areas that were Democratic pretty much voted as they did in the last election, and ditto for Republicans. The only really part of the state that swung it all was the West, mm-hmm. Along the river, and that has always been sort of a swing, Scandinavian, moderate kind of part of the state. It tends to be fiscally conservative and yet, you know, sort of collaborative and civil, and I think they were voting with their pocketbooks a little bit.
Yeah, well, was this a mandate for Governor Walker? Was this an affirmation from voters that they believe his approach and his reforms are working?
I think that for most people, it confirmed what the recall elections did last summer, was that people want state finances to be stable and predictable. We don't want to lurch from budget crisis to budget crisis. At the same time, though, I think part of the Walker vote, and I think John Sharpless said this, that margin that pushed him a little higher than 2 years ago was due to dissatisfaction with the recall environment and just voter fatigue and exhaustion. And so I take it as not a mandate for anybody. I think the vote for Walker was a vote for fiscal stability and running a tight, sane budget. But at the same time, the vote in Racine, I think, was a signal to Governor Walker that we want some political stability and a return to civility as well. So I think there's messages for both sides in there, and I'm not sure either side is getting the message at the moment, given the speeches and the calls and the boos and so forth.
Yeah, well, I want to talk to you a little bit about that civility and getting together, because we had some interesting words about that last time we spoke. But I wanted to ask you, one of Governor Walker's main messages is that I balance the budget without raising taxes. And a lot of our callers and voters are saying, yeah, that's right. And that's why we voted for him. Do we have a balanced budget? And is it true that taxes were not raised?
Well, on a cash basis, which is the way we budget in Wisconsin, the revenue projections go up and down, you know, but depending on whether they're going up or down, we're slightly imbalanced, slightly out of balance. At the moment, it looks like we're back in balance and heading toward a small surplus. I think the most hopeful thing about the next couple of years is that the state doesn't bring over from prior budgets, as it had for seven biennia, large structural deficits, which means that you can use the next state budget if Governor Walker needs to start thinking about this, as does the legislature, as a forward-looking document. In other words, you don't need to solve yesterday's problems. You can focus on the current and the tomorrow. And that means rethinking the state tax system and rethinking school finance and taking another look at higher education. There's a lot of big issues out there that really haven't been talked about in a generation, and finally we have some fiscal stability to do that. The question is whether we're now politically dysfunctional or not.
Are we politically dysfunctional?
I would say so right now, yes. Based on the calls, both activist audiences last night booing at the names of their opponents. I don't think that's the vast majority of citizens in this state. I think they sort of occupy the broad, you know, from sort of moderately conservative through moderately liberal. And of course, the extremes were represented at those rallies last night.
Yeah. So, do you think that the Brat Summit is a step in the right direction to heal Wisconsin?
Well, it's a step in the right direction. you know, one way to, if this were a British system, what you probably would have had was a leader, in this case a governor, barely surviving a vote of no confidence. And what you would see is bigger moves than say, a brat fry. You might see a cabinet reshuffle. You might see the governor, you know, for instance, stop traveling and stay very close to home and work, you know, with as many different kinds of groups and do a lot of listening to different points of view. As I said last night on public radio, politics is very symbolic, and, you know, brats and beer is a small symbol, but I think there need to be more symbols that suggest that, you know, Governor Walker is moving from being a political leader to being sort of the state's leader, to being a statesman.
Well, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah.
Todd Barry, president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. 1-800-642-1234 if you would like to react to the election results and the future of Wisconsin. Where does Wisconsin go from here? Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We have an email from Melanie in De Pere who says, I voted for Walker and I believe it is time to assess the role of public employee unions. Removing the entitlements that unions provide, like seniority, will only act to increase the pool of talent and the competition for jobs. All right. Thank you very much, Melanie. Lydia in Woodstock is with us now. Hello, Lydia.
Hi. Let's just point out that Mr. Walker said tonight's results will echo beyond the borders of Wisconsin. I hope that beer and brats will not become a pacifier for Wisconsin. I hope they will follow up with the investigation that still needs to be focused on by the press, and I think the press has been frightened of Walker. Also, Mr. Walker attended Marquette University for 4 years. Most people attend for 4 years and graduate. He did not graduate. There are issues about his honesty at the time, and there are not too many pieces of information out there in the public venue that have expressed concern about this and have followed through in a sophisticated way. And the voters of Wisconsin, especially teachers who cannot be employed without a college degree, should say to this politician, they need to know more.
Thank you very much, Lydia. Cheryl in Milwaukee. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for taking my call. I fully and wholeheartedly agree with the former caller. However, being a union person, I do agree with Scott Walker in only that, with these fiscal times, I'm okay with having to pay more for my insurance. I'm okay with having to pay into my pension. That being said, taking away collective bargaining rights should not have occurred. It is not his place to do that. Additionally, any woman that voted for Scott Walker should have her head checked. He went after women in such a fashion, it is unbelievable. He targeted the teachers' union specifically, of which, what sex are teachers, 90% are women. He went after the funding for Planned Parenthood, which does a lot of health care for women who don't have insurance between the times of college, under their parents, and getting a full-time job, which is harder to do now. Yeah. Additionally, he did that. He cut that one policy that would give women equitable salaries with men in similar jobs.
Right. And so, why do you suppose all of these issues didn't resonate with more voters, like-minded voters, Cheryl?
Money. Scott Walker has the is it the Cook or the Koch brothers in his back pocket? He had a lot of money and a lot of funding. If you look at studies shown. People that vote for Scott Walker tend to be slightly lesser educated because they're in rural areas. They might follow with the flow. You have young people that might listen just to their parents who want to hold on to the tight fiscal dollar. I agree with Scott Walker. It's great balancing the budget, but people in Wisconsin need to remember he went after certain people now. Someday it might come to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Cheryl. We will take more of your calls in just a moment. We are going to be welcoming in now Jerry DeShane. He is Executive Vice President of the Wisconsin Builders Association. He joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. Your reaction to Governor Walker's re-election yesterday?
Well, we supported the governor, so we're happy with the outcome, but I think more than anything else, we're glad it's over. I was heartened to hear the governor, Mayor Barrett, Senator Grothman, and Senator Hansen all agree we need to focus on jobs. Our industry in particular, the housing industry, 1 out of 4 people are out of work in this industry. And we're just starting to see that recovery. And the recall, as important as it was and as passionate as people were, was a huge distraction to what really matters. So we're glad it's over. Let's move on.
Yeah, well, how do you suppose we will move on? How do we move on?
Well, that's a great question. I was glad to hear Todd Barry talking about the need to take a look at our tax structure. I think this could be an opportunity for the governor and the legislature, even a split legislature, to take a good hard look at that. What do we need to do to give Wisconsin's economy a little boost? I said about 2 months ago that the housing industry is seeing the beginning of the beginning of a recovery, and it's been 5 years in coming. So to a large extent, it's, you know, don't create any distractions, don't get in the way. Let people in Wisconsin do what they like to do, which is work and create jobs.
Yeah. Let me ask you, did collective bargaining rights hinder in any way the economic recovery in Wisconsin?
That's an interesting question. And I guess to the extent that it hindered the state from solving its fiscal problems, then, yeah, that when the state has fiscal problems year after year after year, whatever is preventing it from resolving those issues gets in the way of the economy. Was it the sole issue? Of course not. I mean, the economy is much bigger than that. But, you know, the Walker administration and the legislature agreed, decided that that had to be part of the package in getting it fixed. So, as Todd says, so we can move forward and focus on future problems rather than always trying to fix what we did last year.
Yeah, and so do you think Wisconsin now is on the right track and that we will see better days ahead?
Yes, economically, and, you know, I'm with the housing industry. I'm scared to death. It's been 5 years of a really deep recession, but I really think there are positive signs all over the state. You talk to home builders, you talk to remodelers, things are starting to happen. Consumers are taking a hard look. I think we're on our way. It's going to be a long way, but we're on our way.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome, Joy.
Jerry DeShane is Executive Vice President of the Wisconsin Builders Association. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We're taking your reaction as well to the election results. John in Beloit is with us. Hello, John.
Good morning, Joy. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, what do you think?
I'm a Walker supporter, so I'm going to put that straight out there. I believe that one of the best things he did to win the election, actually, was through the gun rights laws. I think that courted a lot of people to his corner. I really believe that was a step forward for everybody in our rights as citizens. But I also believe that I'm a federal employee, and I live in the state of Wisconsin, but I believe that collective bargaining can have a negative factor for federal government, or for government, period, whether it's state, county, or city, because they should have a tiered system of pay. And I don't think that should be able to be changed. Anybody who wants to go back to and negotiate their pay again as a government employee, whether it be for a school district, the city, or anything of that nature, the idea of the tier is it's tax-based. Now all we're having to do is say, well, we need more money for our teachers. Well, let the people put that up to a vote and say we want to give the teachers a raise or the firefighters a raise or the mayor a raise. But I also don't believe, and I think it should be single tier, the governor should be on that same list. The people should have to vote to raise the governor's pay. It shouldn't be the governor or the Congress or the Assembly raising their pay. It should be the people do it.
Thank you very much, John. We are getting your thoughts, your reactions, your feelings this morning following yesterday's recall election. Governor Walker survived that recall attempt. He defeated Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. by a 53-46% margin. And we wonder why you think that happened and where do you think Wisconsin goes from here? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Election coverage results continue next hour with Kathleen Dunn after 4 o'clock this afternoon with Ben Marins. Tomorrow after 7, we'll talk with some guests about healing the state. And we welcome your calls right now, your reaction to yesterday's vote. And our next caller is Eric in Milwaukee. Hello, Eric.
Good morning. Thank you for your program and the opportunity to share my thoughts. I'd like to reflect upon how I think this all started. I feel that the state Democratic representatives fell asleep at the switch and not seeing this coming on the onset. It seems that before the last election that the Republican Senate representatives had a plan prepared. Milwaukee County Representative Walker was part of that plan. When the opportunity availed itself, they took advantage of it. And it seems as if the state Democratic representatives were caught off guard. And that, to me, is the most disheartening aspect. It's not just that the recall went the way it did. Personally, I'm an independent voter. I'm not loyal to any particular party, but I think that there needs to be better planning and forethought up front. And secondly, with respect to Mayor Barrett himself, I think that it was a devastating loss, not so much for his political career, but for the future of Wisconsin in terms of who's going to be a viable challenger to Governor Walker in the future. I mean,
all right, Eric, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Just because we have many callers and other guests to get to, we appreciate hearing from you. And your telephone line was a bit hard to understand, too. So thanks, though, for your comments. Let's get one more call in. Pat in Sauk County. Hello, Pat.
Good morning. I think the biggest feeling I had yesterday was frustration with two issues. First, that the media would reduce us to sound bites, ignoring issues of privatization of public services and Badger Care, and focusing that this recall effort was led by unions. Also, the AP calling the election at 9 o'clock last night. The biggest issue for Badger Care, I'm a farmer. We are the largest group of Badger Care recipients in the state. We don't have exact totals for how many small business owners all partake in Badger Care. We have already got the notices that our rates are going up. The next largest group, 9% of all Badger Care recipients, are Walmart employees. If this governor really wants to be as courageous as he makes himself out to be, I would like to see him call on Walmart and other private employers who are getting away with part-time employment, pay up that $12,000 to $15,000 a year per employee that it takes the state to pay for their health insurance.
Thank you very much, Pat. We'll take more of your calls, more of your reactions, more of your emotions this morning following yesterday's recall election. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We have with us now Mary Bell, president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley.
What is your reaction to the results of yesterday's election?
Well, we're clearly disappointed in the outcome of the gubernatorial recall. We're excited about John Lehman's victory in Senate District 21 because it does restore some balance to the legislature. But clearly, there's a lot that we have to consider as we move forward. But it is time to move forward. These elections were historic. Our members participated and stood up and spoke out for what they saw happening in our schools. The actual impact of that in terms of what these votes meant is going to be written and rewritten in the weeks to come. But I think what we can say is that we are clearly not moving from our stance that $1.6 billion in cuts to public schools do not happen without a negative impact on the education of children. And that we need to talk about that impact district by district, member by member, local by local, so that our fellow citizens understand what's really happened in public schools.
Yeah. Are teachers demoralized this morning, Mary Bell?
They certainly don't have anything to hang their heads about. As I said, they've participated in an incredible grassroots effort to try and bring this information to their fellow citizens. They had grassroots power. We didn't have the kind of money that Scott Walker could bring to this. He had a bigger megaphone than we did. But I think in the end, if we stay with the course of explaining and talking to our neighbors about what it is this means, as the impact of those cuts become clear year after year after year, I think what we're going to find is that people are extremely supportive of their local schools, and they don't understand what this is going to do to the real impact, what the real impact on the education of their children and the attraction of people to come and stay in Wisconsin for their careers is going to be.
Is this a sign that unions are no longer an effective political force?
I don't think that's it at all. I think that everything about what's happened in the last 16 months has really been different than anything we've experienced before. I'll go back to it. I think those conversations at the local level, district by district, are going to be the key to making sure people understand that unions' collective voice is important for educators. It's important for public employees of all kinds, and that attacking or scapegoating public services for economic downturns and issues in our state is not a way forward. And I'm hoping that we can get past the division that said we have to seek out scapegoats to do it, to solve our problems. I hope that that's over. I hope that we're able to finally talk about how we get to long-term solutions.
Yeah. Well, are there any policy changes, any budgetary moves that need to be made, Mary Bell, in your mind to mitigate the cuts to education, to save the quality of education in Wisconsin?
I think there are things that could happen in terms of shifts in how the state chooses to spend its money, but I don't see those necessarily being able to pass one house or the other or signed by the governor at this point. But those conversations have yet to be had. I think as the impact of district budgets are felt and people see what is being lost local by local, as school districts are unable to provide the kind of education that communities count on their schools to provide for students, I think there's going to be increasing pressure to say, well, wait a minute, you told us this was working. It's not working in my school district. What can we do to fix that?
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Mary Bell, president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Now the rest of the hour for your reactions. Let's go to John in Appleton next. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you doing this morning? Thanks for letting me be on.
Yes.
I just don't see the need to be disheartened from the Democratic point of view. I mean, just the fact that they're able to pull off a recall. I mean, everybody gets angry after elections, going to do a recall, and most of the things fall apart, you know. But they brought this on, and they're able to pull it off, got good national attention. Primary was only, what, 6 weeks ago? And to have a candidate to try to come up with a message in that short a time, you know, that's really not feasible. So I don't think the Democrats have much to be concerned about. You know, they got the one senator to slow things down. So I think the biggest thing is just got to go back and get organized. I think that's the biggest message.
Thank you very much, John. Laverne and DeForest is with us now. Hi, Laverne.
Hey, good morning. As a spouse of a 37-year employee of the state of Wisconsin, who both voted for Walker, we could hardly be happier. And the reason is because we have children that work in the private sector and grandchildren that we don't want burdened with an overtaxation to pay for pensions, et cetera, for public employees, not because, as I said, my wife, 37 years, a public employee, because we want to demonize them. The mathematics don't work. The money isn't there. Take a look at a national election, or an election in California last night. The cities of San Diego and San Jose, California, understand the mathematics don't work and voted for reducing the pensions of future public employees in those cities.
Laverne, thank you very much. It's an issue I'm sure that we'll be talking about more. And Dan in Germantown is with us. Hello, Dan.
Yeah, hi, Joy. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, one comment with Walker's comment last night about people seeing that, hey, they finally made the tough choices. And I don't think that is what set off this firestorm. I think a big part of it is him coming into office and not laying out his agenda of what he wanted to do, which is a pretty big sin of omission. But then when people saw the way the House representatives were pushing this through, I think that's what really set things off. And I see this as part of a bigger agenda when you see what's going on not only in the state of Wisconsin, but Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Florida, where it's the same agenda of crippling the union, which is really the only financial faucet for the Democrats, as well as women's rights and voters. Issues and so forth. So a pretty serious time.
Dan, thank you very much. Thanks to everybody for your input during all 3 hours this morning as we discussed the results of yesterday's recall election. More discussion on the election results coming up with Kathleen Dunn after the news, with Ben Marins after 4 this afternoon. And certainly we will be following up on different issues in the days and weeks to come. Thanks to Rob Ferret, to Bill Martins, to Naya Mukherjee for producing this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.